Special report, coronavirus update. The Trump administration is unleashing a new weapon in the fight against COVID-19. It's actually an old drug, making it safe enough to treat patients with severe symptoms.
A treatment so promising, Dr. Anthony Fauci was excited to announce results of an initial study earlier this week, President Trump hosting a sudden event in the Oval Office.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir, an important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients.
EUA is emergency use authorization. Daniel O'Day is CEO of Gilead Pharmaceuticals.
So we made a decision to donate about 1.5 million vials of remdesivir.
Remdesivir has been shown to shorten hospital stays for patients with severe COVID-19 symptoms. Bob Costantini, the White House.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer says Michigan's stay-at-home order remains in effect despite GOP refusal to extend her coronavirus emergency. I'm Barton Eckert. Some shopping malls and department stores are reopening, but a retail survey suggests Americans might not be ready to get back to old shopping habits. More from correspondent Jan Johnson.
A survey released by CoreSite Research identified more than one-fourth of the respondents who said that even after the crisis ends, they will continue their e-commerce habits or switch their purchases from traditional stores to online sellers. And because no retailer thinks it's too early to look ahead to the holidays, survey participants were asked about their long-range thoughts, and a fourth said they expect to spend fewer holiday bucks than they did in 2019. I'm Jan Johnson.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says he will end the state's stay-at-home order on Monday. I'm Barton Eckert.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Looking for some sports to watch this weekend? ESPN's The Ocho has you covered. Correspondent John Stonis tells us more.
ESPN is bringing back ESPN 8 The Ocho today with 11 hours of sports rarely or not ever seen on television. The Ocho was inspired by the movie Dodgeball, a true underdog story, which featured an ESPN channel that showed nothing but obscure sports. This weekend marks the fifth time The Ocho has gone on the air. Up first, Thor Bjornsson, better known as The Mountain from Game of Thrones, will attempt to deadlift a world record 1,104 pounds. That'll transition into arm wrestling, followed by hamburger eating, stone skipping, putt-putt, a marble run, and something called slipper stairs, among other obscure sports. I'm John Stolness.
Stocks ended lower on Wall Street Friday, giving up gains for the week after Amazon and other big companies laid out how the coronavirus pandemic is hitting their bottom lines. I'm Barton Eckert.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. So far, traffic moving well on 95 from Dale City into Springfield. On 395 northbound at Duke Street, the exit ramp is closed in conjunction with paving work taking place on the westbound Duke Street Bridge over 395. That is closed between Van Dorn Street and 395 for that paving work until Sunday evening. In the district, keep in mind that in the 400 block of Burbank Street in Southeast between D Street and Texas Avenue, that is closed due to fire department activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Expect partly cloudy skies, very nice conditions for your Saturday, highs in the low to mid-70s. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, some showers possible by dawn, lows 55 to 60. Morning showers on your Sunday, not the nicest day. Afternoon and evening storms possible, highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm the ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
Money news that may make you laugh. This is the Stacking Benjamin Show.
Isn't it wild? What a difference a year makes.
Host Joe Salcii and crew will help you survive these troubled times.
It's only $5,000, so let's cash it out. Big, big, big mistake.
I know, I've done it.
Get great financial advice with humor.
Oh, and you know something else you get to put off for many people? Paying those student loans.
Listen and subscribe to the Stacking Benjamin Show, free on Apple Podcasts or wherever you enjoy audio.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Attention, this is a very important message to anyone with debt exceeding $10,000. With the worldwide stock markets free-falling, coronavirus being labeled a global pandemic, cities and whole countries in quarantine, and layoffs picking up speed, the last thing you need to worry about is your credit card bills. Due to the recent global events, a special debt relief helpline has been created for anyone with over $10,000 in debt, but you must call us at 800-484-7553. As banks shore up capital bracing for a recession, they are willing to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe, making it a perfect time to eliminate your debt and save your money during these tough economic times. There are no upfront fees, and we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. But you must call us at 800-484-7553. This opportunity won't last long, so call us today at 800-484-7553. You have enough to worry about. Settle your debt and remove that unneeded stress. 800-484-7553. That's 800-484-7553.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey everyone, it's Laura from Garden Answer. Your backyard is your sanctuary, and spending time outdoors is more important than ever. So make it count by planting proven winters flowering shrubs. Hydrangeas, roses, lilacs, and evergreens to help you plant a beautiful outdoor oasis you'll enjoy for years to come. Your local garden center is ready to help with a great selection and curbside pickup or delivery. Just ask for the plants in the white containers. Make your garden the best it can be with proven winners flowering shrubs.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console, and Jane Houghton, our producer, as we continue to social distance from various locations this morning. And we're glad that you've joined us. A lot going on in the news, and the coronavirus story is turning quite political, and some interesting developments there. Also, Joe Biden has spoken out on the sexual abuse allegations that have been lodged by Tara Reid. And we'll get into that within this half hour. Also, politics in Michigan, as the governor has continued the stay-at-home order. A lot of demonstrations going on in Michigan, and we'll get into that this morning. The Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds coming to the Washington area later this morning. We'll have the details on that for you, and you definitely want to make sure you check this out. They'll be all over the area. They're gonna start in PG County. They'll go sort of loop the mall, then go out around Silver Spring and Bethesda, down all the way to Manassas, and then come back up. So it'll be a very interesting morning coming up right around lunchtime, just after 11:45 or so. And we'll kind of run down the flight path and give you a little more detail on that. But that's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you set your PDA alarm right now for 11:40. Just put that on your PDA It'll go off and you won't have any idea what it's about. And then you'll think about it for a minute. I go, oh, yeah, Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels. So make sure you get that scheduled. And, of course, we've got our regular cast of experts coming up for you. So we got a lot going on the Saturday morning update. Some interesting developments on the political front in the coronavirus debate. It's really becoming a debate now because Dr. Fauci was requested to appear at a House Appropriations Committee hearing on May 6th. Would have been later this week. Well, the White House blocked him from testifying at the House Appropriations Committee, but the White House is okay with him appearing before the Senate, and he will appear before the Senate Health Committee on May 12th. Now, you can just imagine a House Appropriations Committee hearing to take on Dr. Fauci, and obviously the goal of tarnishing the administration and its efforts against the coronavirus. So the White House seems like a fairly reasonable approach on their part, at least, to block the House testimony, which would have been, of course, led by Democrats and would have been nothing but a soundbite session to line up the November elections. But Dr. Fauci will be appearing before the Senate Health Committee on May 12th. Very interesting. The White House saying it is, quote, counterproductive to have the very individuals involved in the efforts appearing at congressional hearings. Fauci has urged the states and citizens to maintain strict social distancing, and at times his remarks have contradicted President Trump's statements, but we'll see how that all plays out. And that's probably not the end of it either. But for the moment, the White House says no to the House Appropriations Committee, yes to the Senate Health Committee. On the medical front, the U.S. has approved remdesivir as a treatment for coronavirus. There was an event at the White House yesterday where that was announced and discussed. The FDA has expedited the approval process. And the remdesivir has shown a decrease in mortality, and it is the first scientifically proven drug to do that, a 31% improvement in the treatments. And Dr. Fauci said at the Oval Office the other day that the drug can block the virus. So good news on the treatment front when it comes to coronavirus and remdesivir. That's a term you will be hearing a lot more of in the news ahead. I'm excited about the Blue Angels. I got to do this now. I was going to save it for a little later on in the program, but I got to give you the details. This is so cool. I don't know if you saw any of the video the other day of this, but the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds did the fly over New York City. And, you know, it's one thing to see one or the other, but when you see the two services together, the United States Air Force and the United States Navy, the flyover will take place this morning. Now, it starts around 11:45, and it lasts about 20 minutes. Now, they're going to cover a lot of ground in those 20 minutes. They'll start up around Baltimore earlier in the morning, and then around 11:45, they should enter Prince George's County, and they'll come straight down to the mall. They're scheduled to do a loop, which will take them up the Potomac River, and then kind of up around the Beltway, approximating around the Beltway. And so they'll be going up over Bethesda, Silver Spring, and then take a sort of a right turn, loop back down over the city, and then all the way out to Prince William County. So they'll pass over Fairfax in the neighborhood of 1155, then down to Manassas, and then loop back up and hit the National Mall again around 12:05. So you may see them twice. Where are they going after that? Atlanta. They'll be down in Atlanta within about an hour and a half after they leave here. So pretty interesting morning for all of us here in the Washington area. And again, I remind you to mark that calendar on your PDA. Make sure it goes off around 11:40 or so you can get in place, get the video cam out and on the PDA and get ready to rock. That's all coming up. Right now, we're going to check out the traffic and weather. Then we'll be back and take a look at the Wow. The appearance of Joe Biden on MSNBC yesterday morning, he finally confronted the allegations that have been lodged against him, and also Kayleigh McEnany's first day on the job as the new White House press secretary. That's all to come. But first off, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far, traffic is moving well on the Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia. Now, on the inner loop, though, as you approach the 270 spur, you will find construction in the right lane, so just be aware of that. Traveling on 395 northbound, keep in mind that the ramp to westbound Duke Street is closed in conjunction with that paving work that has westbound Duke Street closed between Van Dorn Street and 395 for a weekend paving work until Sunday evening. Traveling in Maryland on Route 50 westbound between Church Road and the Beltway, watch out for road work in the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Expect partly cloudy skies, very nice conditions for your Saturday, highs in the low to mid-70s. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, some showers possible by dawn, lows 55 to 60. Morning showers on your Sunday, not the nicest day. Afternoon and evening storms possible, highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
50 degrees in the nation's capital, it's 616 on WMAL. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Thank you very much for being with us. And yesterday morning, Joe Biden, after a month of silence on the topic, came forward. And he spoke with Mika Brzezinski, of course, on Morning Joe. And she really was pretty forceful in her questions to Joe Biden. He may have thought he was in somewhat friendly turf on MSNBC versus going on with Hannity. But here's how it sounded as Mika laid out the allegations from Tara Reid, a former staff member in Joe Biden's office.
That the start is just going to be you and me. And I want to get right to the allegation made against you by Tara Reid. So the former Senate aide accuses you of sexual assault. And please, to our viewers, please excuse the graphic nature of this, but I want to make sure that there is no question as to what we're talking about. She says in 1993, Mr. Vice President, that you pinned her against the wall and reached under her clothing and penetrated her with your fingers. Would you please go on the record with the American people? Did you sexually assault Tara Reid?
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
And he went on.
It was 27 years ago. This never happened. And when she first made the claim, we made it clear that it never happened. And that's as simple as that.
Okay, and a lot of what we've heard over the past week or two is sort of the double standard, criticism of many of the Democrats who have been somewhat silent on the topic, and kind of the double standard of if a woman comes forward against a Republican, it's one thing, but if a woman comes forward against a Democrat, it's a different thing. And here's Mika Brzezinski quoting Joe Biden to himself.
You were unequivocal, Mr. Vice President, back in 2018 during the Kavanaugh controversy and hearings. And you said that women should be believed. You said this: for a woman to come forward in the glaring lights of focus nationally, you've got to start off with the presumption that at least the essence of what she is talking about is real. Whether or not she forgets the facts, whether or not it's been made worse or better over time. She's going to be going on national television on Sunday. Tara Reid is coming forward in the glaring lights. To use your words, should we not start off with the presumption that the essence of what she's talking about is real? She says you sexually assaulted her.
Well, here's his response.
Look, from the very beginning, I've said believing women means taking the woman's claim seriously when she steps forward and then vet it. Look into it. That's true in this case as well. Women have a right to be heard, and the press should rigorously investigate claims they make. I'll always uphold that principle. But in the end, in every case, the truth is what matters. And in this case, the truth is the claims are false.
Well, Mika Brzezinski pressed him. She continued.
Given the fact that you have said in the past that if a woman goes under the lights and talks about something like this, we have to consider that the essence of this is real. Is the essence of what she is saying is real? Why do you think she's doing this?
Well, he continued, and she continued to press him.
But, Mr. Vice President, as it pertained to Dr. Ford, everyone wanted, high-level Democrats said she should be believed, that they believed it happened. You said if someone like Dr. Ford were to come out, the essence of what she is saying has to be believed, has to be real.
No.
Why?
No, what I said, it has to be.
Why is it real for Dr. Ford but not for Tara Reid?
Well, here's Joe Biden's response.
Because the facts are that, look, I'm not suggesting she had no right to come forward. And I'm not saying any woman, they should come forward. They should be heard. And then it should be investigated. It should be investigated. And if there's anything that makes it, that is consistent with what's being said, and she makes the case or the case is made, then it should be believed. But ultimately, the truth matters. The truth matters. It's period.
Well, Mika Brzezinski took another shot.
Are you absolutely certain? Are you absolutely positive there is no record of any complaint by Tara Reid against you?
I am absolutely positive that no one that I'm aware of ever has been made aware of any complaint, a formal complaint made by or a complaint by Tara Reid against me at the time this allegedly happened 27 years ago or until I announced for press. Well, it was in April or May of this year. I know of no one who's aware that any complaint was made.
Well, that's, in essence, the gist of it. There was more, but I think you get an idea that he's pretty adamant in his denials. There are some documents at the University of Delaware. A lot of discussion to whether those documents could be reviewed. At first, he was opposed to it, but he seems to be open now to further examination of any existing documents, and we'll see how that plays out in the weeks ahead. So that's, in essence, the big story from yesterday on the presidential front in terms of the race. Now, another story on the presidential front in terms of the White House, and that's Kayleigh McEnany, the new White House press secretary. We're going to get to her in a couple of minutes, but let's give you a little rundown of what to expect on the program this morning. We'll be talking with Jennifer Harper a little bit later on in this hour, and interesting poll numbers on the lockdown and the quarantine. What do people around the country think? When should we get back to business? Well, let's see how the people feel. We certainly know how the politicians feel. President Trump doing a town hall tomorrow night at a very interesting location here in the nation's capital. Give you the preview of what to expect from the president. And also, how the Americans feel about the news coverage of coronavirus. So some interesting perspectives on the way from Jennifer Harper. We'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer also. We're going to get into the whole release of the documents. Wow, some things that Peter Strzok had written, some of the other information that has come out on the investigation of General Flynn this week, and a lot of people are up in arms about that. Of course, his attorney is trying to get the case entirely thrown out, and we'll get Tony Schaefer's thoughts on that. We'll also talk with KT McFarland about it. Obviously, she was the deputy national security advisor at the White House when General Flynn was the national security advisor. So she very close to that story, and we'll get her perspectives. She was questioned also by the FBI, and we'll hear from KT on that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour a little bit later on this morning. Also, we'll talk with John Gizzi. He's the White House correspondent and also the major political commentator at Newsmax.com. We're going to get John's read on the Biden allegations, also his feelings about the return of the press briefings. It's something he's been pushing for months, and we'll see how John feels about that. Get a read on that from John Gizzi. Also, an interesting Mother's Day gift idea for you, and from a little different perspective, and we're going to be doing that within this hour. So we got a lot coming up on the Saturday Morning Update, including Cheryl Atkinson. She's got a really interesting perspective on the oil industry. And while we've got some great prices at the gas pump, it will come back to bite us in other areas. And we're going to hear about that from Cheryl Atkinson this morning as well. So, a lot to cover. Saturday Morning Update. We're now at 6:25.
There will be parties again soon, and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Six 6:26, you're listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. And Kayleigh McEnany is now the new White House press secretary. She held her first press briefing yesterday. You may have seen her on a lot of the different cable news channels over the past year or two. She's been a spokesperson for the Republican Party, the campaign, and she is now the White House press secretary. And one of the first questions she got was whether she would pledge to never lie. So this is how that went down.
Since it's been more than 100 days since the press secretary stood up there, I wanted to get a better sense of what your plan is. Are you planning to do these on a daily basis at this point? And also, will you pledge never to lie to us from that podium?
I will never lie to you. You have my word on that. As to the timing of the briefings, we do plan to do them. I will announce timing of that forthcoming, but we do plan to continue these.
Boy, that's a tough question. Do you pledge to never lie? How is she supposed to answer that? Well, yeah, there could be times when I'm going to need to. What kind of an answer do you expect? But we've seen the questions that have been asked recently by those at the White House. And I don't know if you caught the Yahoo Smackdown reporter from Yahoo claiming that we were behind South Korea in the testing numbers. And he was adamant that he was right. He was wrong. And the president smacked him down pretty good. But back to Kayleigh McEnany. She is the new press secretary, and she took a lot of questions, and she continued when she was asked this one.
Yeah, Kayleigh, welcome.
One of the most important parts of your job, though, is to have access to the president. Can you give us some indication that since you've been named press secretary, what kind of access do you have to the president to get what he's thinking and relay it to us?
Yeah, I can tell you this. I'm around the president almost the entire day. I was just with him before I left to come out and speak with you guys. I think my staff can attest to the fact that they have a very hard time finding me because I'm normally with the president in the Oval Office. So I'm consistently with him, absorbing his thinking, and it's my mission to bring you the mindset of the president, deliver those facts so this president gets fair and accurate reporting and the American people get fair and accurate information.
And she was asked about Mike Flynn, and she made some comments here that some of the media spun already in a negative way, but here's what she said, and you interpret it for yourself.
Look, there's again, a case of injustice that is yet to be brought up today, but I certainly would like to bring it up, and that's the case of General Michael Flynn. What we've all learned from that should scare every American citizen. The fact that you had Jim Comey admitting in December of last year that he violated a protocol by directing agents to confront Flynn, something that he would not, quote, have gotten away with under previous administrations. The FBI told Flynn he didn't need a lawyer when they came to meet with him. McCabe told FBI agents that he didn't think Flynn was lying. And then all of that information we've learned over the last few months and years culminates in the fact that we have a handwritten FBI note that says, quote, we need to get Flynn to lie, quote, and get him fired. There was an unfair target on the back of General Michael Flynn. It should concern every American anytime there's a partisan pursuit of an individual, and that's certainly, at least those questions are raised with regard to General Michael Flynn, an honorable man who served his country.
So that was Kayleigh McEnany, and a number of the pundits very positive on how she handled herself and her composure and just straightforward, no hesitancy, didn't seem at all uncomfortable, didn't seem at all nervous for her first daily briefing at the White House. So that's the very latest, and it is now 6:31, and we'll check the latest on the news next here on WMAL. Then back with Jennifer Harper. Also coming up this morning, real estate. Have you been thinking of buying or selling? What's really going on in the market? We're going to talk to Eric Stewart. He's the pro in the real estate department. And we'll get to Eric coming up between 7 and 8. So a lot to cover here.
Where Washington's power players come to talk.
Hello, Mr. Vice President. Mike Pence is here. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
And listen.
I listen every morning as I drive to the office.
WMAL.
Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and a good friend of the program, Dr. Ben Carson.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
Senator Tom Cotton.
Thanks very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Kellyanne Conway.
It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you for being here.
On 105.9 FM.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's good to join you.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
In the news, Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan says her stay-at-home order remains in effect despite Republicans' refusal to extend her emergency declaration. She amended it to allow construction, real estate, and outdoor work to resume next week, but she may be sued by the GOP-led legislature. She addressed reporters Friday, hours after President Trump said she should make a deal with conservatives. There have been protests about her restrictions at the state capitol. She denounced the protest as disturbing. She said there were swastikas, Confederate flags, nooses, and some people with assault weapons. She says she will gradually reopen the economy using science and data. Farmers, growers, and operators of open-air markets are heading into a busy time of the year as many states are under stay-at-home orders for residents and non-essential businesses to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Shoppers venturing out this year are just as likely to come across tables of hand sanitizer and face mask-wearing produce peddlers as they see bushels of corn, quarts of blueberries, or flats of petunias at open-air farmers markets. Many of the markets have moved to drive-through shopping, reducing their days or hours, and also fencing to control crowds. At the Eastern Market in Detroit, fencing is being considered, and grids will be painted on floors as a reminder to social distance. Democrats standing behind presidential nominee Joe Biden, but the sexual assault allegations against him are putting them on the defensive. It's causing discomfort among the former vice president's supporters, who insisted during Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court confirmation hearings that female accusers should be believed. Biden was among those backing Christine Blasey Ford, but now Biden is in the hashtag MeToo hot seat. His former Senate aide Tara Reid accusing him of having sexually assaulted her in the basement of a Capitol Hill office building in the spring of 1993. He denies that, Republicans accusing Democrats of a double standard. In California, Orange County beaches are to stay closed after the judge there blocked a request to override the governor's office. Governor Newsom does say the state is, quote, days, not weeks, away from changes to stay-at-home orders there. It's 6:35, time for a check of the traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray's at the WMAL Traffic Center.
In the district, do keep in mind that a portion of the Suitland Parkway will be closed for weekend road work between South Capitol Street and Firth Sterling Avenue. However, detours are posted. Now, also, Howard Road will be closed between the Anacostia Freeway and the Suitland Parkway, also for weekend road work, but you will just need to follow the posted detours in that area. Traveling on the Beltway in Bethesda on the inner loop approaching the 270 spur, there is construction in the right lane that is not causing any delays. And on 66, you will find some road work through Falls Church eastbound between the Connector Road and Westmoreland Street in the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Expect partly cloudy skies, very nice conditions for your Saturday, highs in the low to mid-70s. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, some showers possible by dawn, lows 55 to 60. Morning showers on your Sunday, not the nicest day. Afternoon and evening storms possible, highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
It's 50 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:36.
You realize that volatility of the markets is reality in today's world of investing. But is your portfolio properly balanced to survive these nerve-wracking economic times? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of The Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL. We manage investments for our clients, so give us a call. We think we can help.
Simon Hamilton and The Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
7:00 AM, I'm Rick Ballard. Jennifer Harper joins us. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we've all been staying pretty close to home recently, and there are some poll numbers coming out, and I think this is really interesting. And, you know, the big question is, when do we drop the quarantine? When do we drop the lockdown? And what are people saying in the polls?
Well, I have two for you this early in the morning, and they are indicating that most people have very mixed feelings. I mean, they, on the one hand, are very nervous about getting too close to other people at the moment. On the other hand, as you mentioned, they're going a little crazy. So let's talk about our polls this morning. The first one is an Axios Ipsos poll, and they find that 88% of Democrats say they're concerned about the premature end to the national lockdown compared to 56% of Republicans. Their point is that there's a big partisan divide here, and I think a lot of people would automatically suspect that. And overall, among Americans, 74% say that they're concerned about a premature end. And then we're going to move down very quickly to a Gallup poll. This is a pretty big Gallup poll, too. And this is about 8,000 people, and it was all done last week of April, so it's very contemporary. And they're saying that 36% of Americans want to end a lockdown and return to normal when new cases of coronavirus decline significantly in their state. And that's pretty well shared right across the board between Republicans, Independents, and Democrats. Another 31% overall want to return to normal when there are no cases in their state. 14% of Republicans, 32% of Independents, and 42% of Democrats agree. And 21% overall want to return to normal right now. And that, of course, is 44% of Republicans, 22% of Independents, and 4% of Democrats. So you can see there's a big, interesting partisan divide there. And last but not least, 12% want to return to normal after a vaccine is developed. And that's not going to be till probably January of next year. Did not get very many takers on that. And again, that's coming from a Gallup poll of 8,000. So the point is, big partisan divide. Big concerns about being premature about letting go of the lockdown. But, gee, gosh, people are really thinking about it.
Well, while we're on polls, President Trump has been going up and down in the polls, seemed to be heading back up in some of the approval ratings. But you've got a little surprise for us in a demographic.
Yes, I do. And this was really very refreshing after all the, you know, whether it's the Biden matter or coronavirus, this was a refreshing little moment in my day this week. But this is what I call heartland power. because this is a new poll, and this is what they found. I'll just tell you right out front. 90% of farmers now back President Trump. That's 90%. This is coming from a group called DTN. They are out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. They publish a nice magazine for farmers. They know farmers. Their whole marketing and studies and polls are related to agriculture, crops, and livestock. So there you go on that. Anyway, according to the poll itself, it says, while farmers' confidence is waning in their current and future situations, it is not lessening their support for the current administration. When asked, 90% of farmers polled said that they would vote to keep the current administration, an increase of 15 percentage points from December. So it's going up for him. Anyway, if you're looking for a demographic that really is on President Trump's side, this seems to be it. And according to the editor-in-chief for the Farmers Magazine, it says it is safe to say that farmers are anticipating a difficult year and perhaps a difficult number of years. Even if their optimism continues to wane, we don't anticipate seeing a shift in their support for the current administration. We expect farmers in general to support the current president in the upcoming November election. So, interesting, huh?
Well, we know how we feel about having to stay inside. What about the coronavirus and the amount of coverage in the news?
Well, if you kind of are getting a little fatigued with so much news, and some of it's repetitive, some of it isn't, and some of it's extremely informative, some can be alarming. Well, it's, you know, that's showbiz and media land, because there is nonstop coverage across the board. It's a very pervasive kind of coverage, not only, again, you know, it's a lot of information, but also some very emotional things, and it's beginning to take a toll on the American public. And here you go. This is coming from our friends over at the Pew Research Center. I always pay attention. This is a very large poll. This is over 10,000 people. It was conducted April 20 through 26, so it's very contemporary. It says it can be difficult to stay focused on this life-disrupting crisis. About 7 in 10 Americans, 71%, say they need to take breaks from the news now from coronavirus. And 43% are now saying that it leaves them feeling worse emotionally, and I could totally understand that, and so can you, and I'm sure our listeners do as well. And it says also half of Americans say they find it difficult to determine what is true and not true about the outbreak, and close to two-thirds, 64%, say they have seen at least some news information about the coronavirus that they think is completely made up. So if you're wondering about your reactions to all the news, you're probably sharing it with most of the American people. So, you know, if you can't watch it every day, take a break. That's what most people are doing.
And what about the election and coronavirus?
Well, you wonder, is that going to play a part in the election when we get there? It's not that far away. You know how quickly time is flying by. But very interesting, NPR PBS Marist poll, a lot of names there. But they found that two-thirds of Americans have already decided who they're going to vote for in the presidential race. That includes 74% of Republicans, 56% of independents, and 68% of Democrats. But is it going to be influenced by the response of coronavirus, right? So it's kind of an interesting question. So 44% overall agree that they approve of the way President Trump is handling the pandemic, and of course there are huge amounts of Republicans that agree with that, 89%, but only 11% of Democrats agree with that. 20% overall say the coronavirus will be a minor factor, which could influence their decision. That's shared right across the board. And 14% overall say the pandemic will be a major factor, which could influence their decision. Again, very similar numbers, but it's kind of indicating that by the time they get to November, unless something really ghastly happens, coronavirus may not play a part in their decision when they get into the poll booth.
Joe Biden seems to have gotten a lot of cover from his Democratic colleagues, but he's also getting cover from, I think, kind of a surprising sector.
Yes, indeed. Well, we certainly know that in the news media, their coverage was very slow in the beginning covering Mr. Biden. And finally, you know, Friday when he gave his interview, taking the big question, did you or did you not, that sort of began to jumpstart some of the media coverage. But this is very interesting and very telling here about the culture we're living in right now, because prominent feminist groups are not responding to Tara Reade's accusation of sexual misconduct against Mr. Biden. This is an ambitious survey conducted by the Daily Beast, okay? They're not necessarily a conservative news organization. They contacted 10 top national pro-women organizations to comment on the story. That includes Emily's List, Planned Parenthood Action, NARAL, Pro-Choice America, National Organization for Women, et cetera, et cetera. Not one would respond, not one. So they're saying in the wake of the Me Too movement, prominent women came forward expressing regret that they didn't take allegations against then-President Bill Clinton seriously in the 1990s. This is according to the Daily Beast. But they're saying that nowadays, apparently not going to happen. They also asked Gloria Steinem and former National Organization for Women President Patricia Ireland, also did not report, according to the Daily Beast. Neither Ireland nor Steinem responded to a request for comment about Reade's accusations against Biden. That's according to the Daily Beast once again. I kind of couldn't believe it when I saw it, but they're not responding either.
Well, for as much media buzz as there's been about whether President Trump is overexposing in all of the coronavirus briefings, he's going to spend 2 hours in a unique Washington location to be broadcast live. Where, when, and what?
Yeah, this might actually be considered must-see TV. This is on Fox News. And President Trump is going to give a live virtual town hall from the Lincoln Memorial. Now, how about that? Isn't that, that's fabulous, as a New Yorker might say. Anyway, Fox News is hosting a 2-hour virtual town hall on Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. It's moderated by Brent Baer, his chief political anchor, and also Martha McCallum. She's also an executive editor over there. And they're saying it's going to be a socially distanced forum. It is titled America Together, Returning to Work. And it will take place, again, live from the Lincoln Memorial, very unusual during this time period. But very importantly, Mr. Trump is going to answer all questions that have been submitted by viewers. And if you want to contribute, you still got some time, you can submit your questions through any of the Fox News social media accounts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And this is going to be the president's first sit-down interview with these two anchors since he had a very successful town hall in Scranton, Pennsylvania in March. That's how quickly things have changed around here. But that was the most watched election town hall ever on cable news. That's according to Nielsen ratings. So if you're looking for something to do Sunday night, it's 7 to 9 p.m., Fox News. And I'm sure if you don't get Fox News, you can see plenty of clips in the aftermath.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. Thank you for the detailed report this morning.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, everybody.
And we shall. And it is 6:48. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Glad you're with us. And it's time for a check of the traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center. Then we're back with an interesting Mother's Day idea for you.
In Virginia, be aware of an exit ramp closure. The ramp on northbound 395 to go on to Duke Street. Westbound will be closed due to the work taking place on the westbound Duke Street Bridge over 395. That is closed westbound between Van Dorn Street and 395 for the paving work until about 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. Also on the Beltway in Bethesda, inner loop approaching the 270 spur construction in the right lane. So far, no delays there. And in Norbeck, there is a work zone northbound on Georgia Avenue between Norbeck Road and the ICC in the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Expect partly cloudy skies, very nice conditions for your Saturday, highs in the low to mid-70s. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, some showers possible by dawn, lows 55 to 60. Morning showers on your Sunday, not the nicest day. Afternoon and evening storms possible, highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm the ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
50 degrees in the nation's capital, 6:49 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. It's great to have you with us. And you know, Mother's Day is just a week away. We have got a special guest this morning that's going to help us out on some Mother's Day ideas. Natalie Carmoli joins us. She is a public relations specialist with Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. Now, if you've been to the garden center and you've seen these gorgeous flowers in the white pots, it's probably a proven winner. And Natalie, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Rick.
It's been a tumultuous first quarter here with people not really being able to get out, do the things they normally do. Mother's Day is just around the corner. And for some people, we may have to keep our distance from mom. But if you were to take a really nice new shrub to mom and plant it, that's a nifty idea. And Natalie, what do you recommend for this region, you know, the Mid-Atlantic, when it comes to something nice that's going to be colorful for mom and, a long-lasting Mother's Day gift?
That's a great question because, and I love that you pulled out what can we get locally, because a lot of what we are encouraging people to do is to continue to shop your local garden center and nursery. They're open to varying degrees, so even if they're not fully open yet, a lot of them are offering delivery and curbside pickup, or you can buy gift certificates. There's a lot of ways that you can still honor mom this Mother's Day and get them a beautiful plant or flowers from your local flower shop. But one thing we love about flowering shrubs is they'll flower every single year. They'll remind your mother about how much you love her every year when she sees them in their garden. And I do have some favorites that I'd like to talk about today. We love to talk about hydrangeas because we grow a lot of really great varieties at Proven Winners Color Choice. And one of the varieties that I especially wanted to pull out today has been on my mind because, like many, my mother has been closed into her house with my father this year. We're not able to see them in person. And one thing she's been talking about is, gosh, I'm not able to get out and clean out my flower beds. They usually hire a lawn service and they haven't been able to come out. And one great way to honor mom, help her out at the same time, is get out there, clean out her flower beds, and maybe spruce up that garden with a brand new flowering shrub. For my mother, one thing she's been saying is, I've got this old big leaf hydrangea back by my back door. It's gotten huge. It doesn't flower regularly, and I wish I had something else in there. So I've got my eye on a little lime hydrangea. Now, this is a panicle hydrangea. A lot of people are familiar with that classic limelight hydrangea with that bright green bloom. People really love it. It's considered one of the easiest hydrangeas to grow, but it can get really, really big. It can get to heights and widths of 8 feet. This little lime hydrangea has the same green flowers, but it's just a third of the size. So it's only 3 to 5 feet. Planted in fold apart sun. It's a fast grower. It's a perfect choice for anybody's personal flower bed to add to an established garden, places where there's not a lot of extra space. So little lime hydrangea is a great choice if you love that green panicle style hydrangea.
So once again, that's the little lime hydrangea.
Right, right. That is a beautiful, nice, compact hydrangea. Another great choice that we love to talk about, and we even on our YouTube channel have a really cool video for Mother's Day, and it's for Bloomerang Dark Purple Lilac. It's a great choice for Mother's Day because it's an early spring bloomer, so it's going to start blooming right around the time that it's Mother's Day. And who doesn't love that beautiful lilac scent? Now, the blooms of Bloomerang Dark Purple Lilac are a deep purple color, but the best thing of all with Bloomerang is it blooms in the spring, it takes a rest, and it blooms a second time in the middle of the summer. So your mom not only gets that early spring bloom, she gets a second flush of blooms in the middle of the summer. Two reminders about how much you love her. So this guy is going to get to be about 4 to 6 feet tall, plant it in full sun. Now I know, Rick, you might be thinking, well, not a lot of people have room for a great big plant like that. You also can get miniature versions of this lilac. There's dwarf purple and dwarf pink, both the bloomerang series, both have the double flush of blooms, but they're only going to get to be about 3 feet tall and wide. So a couple great choices in the bloomerang series of lilacs as well. That's a great choice for Mother's Day.
We have one hydrangea so far. We have the lilac selection. How about other hydrangeas?
Well, if you are going to want something that's extra special for Mom's Garden this year, I have one I really love to talk about. Now, you can't go wrong with any proven winter's hydrangea. We have a lot of different varieties. They're easy to grow. They're going to give her years of happiness. But my personal favorite is a pink, smooth hydrangea called Invincibel Spirit 2. It's extra special because for every one of this particular plant that's sold, $1 is donated to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. It's raised over $1 million for breast cancer research, so it does double duty of giving her that beautiful pink native hydrangea and raises money to help conquer breast cancer.
We've certainly piqued people's interests, and once again, Proven Winners is a brand that is found in leading garden centers all around the area, right?
Absolutely. Lots of businesses in the green industry are open now to varying degrees. Now, if you can't actually go inside a lot of these garden centers or nurseries, many of them are scheduling delivery or curbside pickup for the week of Mother's Day. So we always want to encourage you to buy locally, especially in today's climate. Now, if Mom lives out of town, chances are your local garden center or plant nursery can suggest a way to get a plant delivered to her. If they don't carry that pink Invincibel Spirit hydrangea, which happens to be my personal favorite, you can't go wrong with any Proven Winners plant. All you have to do is ask for them in the distinctive white pot. You can also go to provenwinners-shrubs.com to get some great ideas and see their huge selection of plants that Mom's going to love this year.
And again, that is provenwinners-shrubs.com. And some great ideas. Thank you very much, and especially great ideas for Mom.
Thanks for having me on. Looking forward to Mother's Day this year.
6:57, this is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. It is good to have you with us. We've got an action-packed 7 o'clock hour coming up. We're going to talk with John Gizzi. Of course, he's the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. The new White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, her first press conference yesterday. We'll get John's read on that. Also, John's thoughts on the latest on the Joe Biden allegations. We'll be talking with Cheryl Atkinson, interesting perspectives on the oil industry, and also interesting perspectives on whistleblowers. That's coming up. We'll talk with Eric Stewart. A lot of questions about the real estate market these days, what the impact of the economic shutdown has been on buying and selling. What's it mean to you if you've been thinking about it, or a friend or a family member? We'll get into the details with Eric Stewart. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on the way. We're going to get his read on the resurfacing of Kim Jong-un and also his thoughts on the Flynn investigation and some of the tactics that were used against General Flynn. And we'll talk with K.T. McFarland, who was very close to that story as the deputy national security advisor at the White House. And K.T. was questioned, too, by the FBI during the Mueller investigation. So we'll get some reflections from K.T. McFarland on that. It's all on the way in the 7 o'clock hour here on the Saturday Morning Update at WMAL.
If you're hunkered down at home, make sure to spend your day with WMAL and Alexa.
Let's take a few calls, shall we?
The latest news you need on air, online, and on your smart speaker.
Seriously, you get it.
105.9 FM WMAL.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-UBRELVY. Sponsored by Allergan.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.